Think of CoSketch as an online collaborative whiteboard space. So it's a blank screen onto which you can add annotations. You can upload images that you've already got stored on your computer, or you can bring in live Google Maps or satellite imagery. So there's obviously potential for working in geography, clearly if you've got the maps facility, or history even. I guess you could be looking at a particular area of conflict and trying to illustrate the way different armies moved over that theatre of conflict. In art, perhaps, you might want to discuss a particular artwork and have a copy of that on your computer, upload it to the screen, and then annotate over it, describing certain features of certain parts of the artwork. The tools that you get are the basic rudimentary annotation tools that you'd find on a normal interactive whiteboard. So you've got a freehand line tool, a straight line tool, arrow, circles, rectangles, and obviously you can add text too. In addition, you've got a library of some fairly limited, but one or two clip art type things, and as I said, you can upload images too. Anything that you add to the screen, any annotations can be moved around on it. What's quite interesting about CoSketch though is you also get a chat window, which is very useful if you've got a number of people working on a particular whiteboard environment at the same time. As someone's adding an annotation, other people can be making comments as to what they think about that annotation or any thoughts that they've had. Each room, as it's called, each whiteboard has a unique URL, and that's the way you share it with each other. Each user that joins that room can change their name, so we can see who's speaking, metaphorically speaking, in the chat at any particular time. And in addition, you also get an undo history, so any annotations that are made are ascribed to each of the individual users, so you can see who's doing what at a given time. When you've completed your sketch, you can save it as an embeddable image, so it can go onto a blog or a website. There are premium features available if you wish to register, but that's not necessary. You can have as many rooms as you want, each with its own URL.